Hare Krishna. Gaura Krishna was asking two questions, sort of the same question. He says, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, or when we're getting young devotees to chant Hare Krishna, can we tell them at the same time to emphasize or meditate on loving Krishna and to cultivate the feeling of love for Krishna while we're chanting? My answer is that there is such a thing as sentiment or emotion, and the cultivation of emotion, that's the science is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's called Rasa Tattva. And rasa becomes cultivated through chanting the holy name in the proper frame of mind. However, love is not something that you cultivate. Love is something that comes of its own accord as the heart becomes purified, and to the proportion that it's clean, so attachment to Krishna becomes manifest. Therefore, especially to tell young devotees, the better thing to concentrate on first is the emotion that's inherent in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So what does the Maha Mantra mean? O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. When we share the mood of the meaning of the mantra, in other words, that we're really crying out for service, then that becomes the mood or the attachment to cultivate, attachment for service. Because what does love mean? Love means that you want to do something for someone, you want to serve them. Okay, so do that. And as someone serves, then they'll want to continue to serve more. So in this mood of service, both for service in a sadhaka rup, seva sadhaka rupena, siddha rupena chatrihi, and as in a siddha rup, we should cry out for that type of service. And that is the right type of cultivation. And if one can't do that, then he simply needs to chant Hare Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna attentively, everything will come. Guidance from the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, to me, Guru, you're my Guru. The holy name is our Guru. It will teach us everything that we need to do and everything that we need to know. We just have to know how to listen to it. And if we try to do things artificially, we try to clutter the direction that the Holy Name is giving us with our own thoughts and own activities, then we just end up with mental speculation. So that mood of wanting service, crying for service, and feeling the separation. That's the love that devotees can feel, if they can feel it. That is the love in separation, that here I am in this material world, and Krishna is so far away, and by the grace of the holy name, I'm able to contact the Lord, and so I'm crying out to Krishna, please hear me. Please hear my plea. Engage me in devotional service and take me to your lotus feet. In the proper mood of rasa, then things will naturally come. Hare Krishna.